More than 9 out of 10 Native Americans, and almost all South American Indians, have type O blood, for example, whereas Europeans are more evenly split between types O and A. Evolutionarily speaking, genetic homogeneity by itself is neither good nor bad. It can be beneficial if it means that a population lacks deleterious genes. In 1491, the Americas were apparently free or almost free of cystic fibrosis, Huntington's chorea, newborn anemia, schizophrenia, asthma, and possibly juvenile diabetes, all of which have some genetic component. Here, a limited gene pool may have spared Indians great suffering. Genetic homogeneity can be problematic, too. In the 1960s and 1970s, Francis L. Black, a virologist at Yale, conducted safety and efficacy tests among South American Indians of a new improved measles vaccine. During the tests, he drew blood samples from the people he vaccinated, which he later examined in the laboratory. When I telephoned Black, he told me that the results were thought-provoking. Every individual person's immune system responded robustly to the vaccine, but the native population as a whole had a very limited spectrum of responses, and that, he said, could be a real problem in the right circumstances. For Indians, those circumstances arrived with Columbus. Black was speaking of human leukocyte antigens, HLAs, molecules inside most human cells that are key to one of the body's two main means of defense. Cells of all sorts are commonly likened to biochemical factories, busy ferments in which dozens of mechanisms are working away in complex sequences that are half Rube Goldberg, half ballet. Like well-run factories, cells are thrifty. Part of the cellular machinery chops up and reuses anything that is floating around inside, including bits of the cell and foreign invaders such as viruses. Not all of the cut-up pieces are recycled. Some are passed on to HLAs, special molecules that transport the snippets to the surface of the cell. Outside, prowling, are white blood cells, leukocytes to researchers. Like minute scouts inspecting potential battle zones, leukocytes constantly scan cell walls for the little bits of stuff that HLAs have carried there, trying to spot anything that doesn't belong. If a leukocyte spots an anomaly, a bit of virus, say, it destroys the infected or contaminated cell immediately.